Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner today with the Living Savior Ministries. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about what we should believe and what we should profess. Yesterday I talked a little about what we should believe, but today I'm going to concentrate on we possess what we confess. I've come to realize that for many, many years I did not know these things. Let's come to the Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I worship you and praise you and thank you for this beautiful, glorious day that you have made. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. You are the conqueror of all things, and all things are yours, and all things are made by you and for you, and nothing is made except it was made by you and for you. So, Father, I praise you and thank you for the privilege to be your son and to love you and to serve you and to be one of those that are called into the ministry to do your will. So, Father, may your word as it goes out today may bring glory and honor to your precious name. May you reveal yourself to the believers and to the unbelievers so that people will begin to lock on to the mighty promises of the Word of God. And may you change our hearts and our minds today, Father, as we listen to your word as it goes out. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you, Father. Amen. Now then, I've come to realize that so many people, especially people that are believers, that say they're believers that go to church, we speak so many negative things out of our mouth. We don't realize that our faith level can never rise above our confession of the Word of God. Now, people that do not confess the Word of God, those people are defeated, and they live defeated lives, yet they don't understand it. It's like it's been totally hidden from them. But I want to come today to you, and I want to show you some of the things the Word of God says we are to confess. And if we confess these things, then we possess these things. So this very first thing I want to talk about is the most important one for anybody, and that if you confess Jesus as your Lord, you possess salvation. Because the Word of God clearly says in Romans 10, verses 8, 9, and 10, it says, but what does it say? The Word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart that is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. Now, if you believe that, if you confess that, and you believe that, that is all it takes to become a born-again Christian, to think that our Lord Jesus did all the work on the cross. There's not one single thing you can do to improve on what he done on the cross. He paid the total price. All you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, and you become a possessor of eternal life. And you've just been taken out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light and made a born-again Christian. Our Lord made this so simple that even a little four-year-old child, if you teach them this, can grasp this and can comprehend this. When people say that people have to be adults before they're smart enough to understand this, I'm telling you that's not true. I have taught these little simple things to little children. I have seen many little children, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, when I teach them these things, accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and forever changes these little guys' lives. And some of those little guys that I've taught those things to years ago are now adults, and they're serving the Lord Jesus, and they're worshiping and praising him, and they are possessors of eternal life. So if you confess Jesus as your Lord, then you possess salvation, because it is written in the Word of God. Now then, if you confess that with his stripes I was healed, if I was healed, then I am healed, so I will not be sick, so I possess healing. Now then, There is three sets of scriptures here I want to read to you that will confirm what I'm saying. Now, I have realized that for many years I did not know Jesus was the healer. And it took me lots of years to understand that. But now that I've seen it, it's all over the Word of God. I don't know how the enemy blinded my mind so long. But I want to tell you that I began to confess Jesus as my healer approximately 15 years ago. I am now 63 years of age, and I've not had one single sick day since I got the revelation that Jesus was my healer. And I received him as my healer. Not one single sick day in 15 years. And I'm 63 years old today. So, I want to tell you some of these scriptures. In Isaiah 53, verse 5, he said, "But he was wounded and bruised for our sins. He was beaten that we might have peace. He was lashed and we were healed." Now, we were healed. Then in Matthew 8:17, it said, "He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses." Now, if Jesus took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses, there is no use for him and me both to have them. So if he took them away, I'm not going to have them because he did it for me. Then in 1 Peter 2:24, it says, "Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, and by whose stripes you were healed." Now then, there's just three mighty verses in Isaiah 53:5, Matthew 8:17, and 1 Peter 2:24 that all confirm that our Savior bore away our sicknesses on the cross. So, if he bore away and removed our sicknesses on the cross, then why in the world are so many Christians sick? Well, a lot of us have not died to sin. A lot of us still live in sin. And he clearly told us in James 5, he said, "Is any sick among you? Then what we should do, we should confess our faults that we may be healed." Because he said, if your sickness is due to a sin, which means sin brings forth sickness and disease. So the thing to do is walk holy before the Lord, read his word, and be obedient to his word in all things. And then when the devil tries to come upon you with sickness and disease, if you know these mighty promises, if you know them, I've come to realize that's the biggest word in the whole vocabulary is if. Because if you do not know the promises of God, I guarantee you the devil will beat up on you severely while you're here on this earth. He did me. But once I begin to get a hold of the Word of God and learn who I am and what I can do and who sickness and disease comes from, and it comes from the devil. And if I'm walking holy before the Lord and I've got the Word of God hidden in my heart, when the devil tries to sneak in on me with sickness and disease, I drive him out. And he has to leave. Now then, I confess that this Son has made me free. So I possess absolute freedom in life. Now then, where is a scripture that confirms that? Now here's the thing. You must have a scripture to confirm everything from the Word of God. So you go to John chapter 8, verse 36. Now John 8, 36 says, "So if the Son sets you free, you will be indeed be free." Now then, the scripture says, "So if the Son sets you free, you will indeed be free." Well, once you become a born-again Christian and you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he has set you free. So if he has set you free, you're free indeed. So I confess daily that I have absolute freedom in Christ. I am not bound anymore by the forces of darkness. I am free. And then also, I confess that the love of God is shed abroad in my heart, so I possess the ability to love everyone. Again, do we have a scripture that confirms that? Yes, in Romans 5. Now in Romans 5, the Word of God says, "We are able to hold our heads high no matter what happens and know that all is well, For we know how dearly God loves us, and we feel this warm love everywhere within us, because God has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with love. Now then, that is a paraphrase of that scripture, but the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts that we might love everyone. So if God has given me the ability to love everyone in His Word, then only because of a hard heart in me and a lack of knowledge from the Word of God am I not able to love everyone. But as you begin to learn these things and learn that you have that ability within you because God put it in you to love everyone with no problem, you will start walking in a love relationship to all people. And if you will say, the ability of God to love everyone is in me, and I can love all people, so I will love them. So you will begin to say, I confess that the love of God is shed abroad in my heart, so I possess the ability to love everyone. So I love everyone. I have no enemies except Satan and his demons, and that is the only thing you can hate. If you hate evil, God tells you you can hate evil, but he tells you to love all others. So you begin to confess that the love of God is shed abroad in my heart, so I possess the ability to love everyone, and I will love everyone. Now I confess that the righteous are bold as lions, so I possess lion-hearted boldness in spiritual warfare against the devil. Now then, in Proverbs 28, verse 1, the Word of God says, but the godly are bold as lions. Now then, maybe that tells us something. Maybe we're not godly as His sons and daughters if we're not bold with the Word of God. But if we are godly, we have got the Word of God hidden in our heart, then the Word of God says in Proverbs 28:1, the godly are bold as lions. So we should confess that we are the righteousness of God and that we're bold as lions, so we can do great things in spiritual warfare against the devil. Now, praise the Lord. I want to invite you to call me at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. For tapes and outlines and video and audio tapes on these teachings. Also, I would like to invite you to our Sunday afternoon teaching every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We have a great service every Sunday afternoon. We teach the Word of God, and we just love Jesus. So whatever you do this week, praise the Lord Jesus, and remember that Jesus Christ loves you with all His heart. Praise the Lord.